It is 3 p.m. right here at KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. And now we are traveling at this point to Tunisia, to Morocco, and to North Africa, where we're going to be listening to some fresh music coming out of there. The set will begin with Amal Masluthi. If you've heard of her, Amal Masluthi or Amal Masluthi, it released an album called Kilmeti Hurra. And from that album, we're going to play a song called Malqit. In fact, we're going to play a remix of that song. And that will take us, ladies and gentlemen, to two musicians that I had the honor of interviewing right here on the Arabology show in past weeks. They are Eliyahu Sills and Yasser Ashadili, both musicians who play this North African music, this very Moroccan music that comes out of the heart and the soul, using beautiful instruments, music that sounds very Sufi and Sufic in some ways, but also engages a lot of rhythm and beat. These two men are masters of their crafts. They are, again, Eliyahu Sills and Yasser Ashadili, and they will both be coming up right here on the Arabology show right after we listen to Amal Masluthi, who comes from Tunisia, and her song Malqit, which translated means I still haven't found.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. Sadi, oh yeah. Sadi, Allah yarham al-walidin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
باش كتمشي وترسي الصلاة النبي القرشي يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سادي الله يرحم الوالدين باش كتمشي وترسي الصلاة النبي القرشي باش كتمشي وترسي الصلاة النبي القرشي باش كتمشي السفينة ياك الصلاة على نبينا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سدي الله يرحم الوالدين
سدي
الله يرحم الوالدين باش كتمشي وترسي الصلاة النبي القرشي باش كتمشي السفينة الصلاة على نبينا وما ربا والوالدين والميمة والبو الحزين ما ربا والوالدين وما قرا والوالدين يا الله يرحم الوالدين
يا
الله يرحم الوالدين يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سعدي الله يرحم الوالدين سعدي الله يرحم الوالدين يا رسول تقنطي من زلاتي عظمت إن الكبائر في والغفران كل مامي لعل رحمة ربي حين يقسمها تاتي على حسب تاتي على حسب العصيان في القسم سدي الله يرحم الوالدين
Beautiful track by, well, how am I going to call him? He's a master of the oud. His name is Yasser Shadili, and in English, Yasser Shadli with a C-H-A-D-L-Y. And this is the kind of music he's famous for. He writes this kind of Sufic music with beautiful lyrics. It's very mellow, but he also is always uses these traditional instruments in amazing ways. ways, if you like him, check out his website at yassirshadli.com. That's YASSIRCHADLY.com. And I am very pleased to say that I was able to interview Yassir Shadli in past weeks right here on the Arabology Show. In fact, he came into the studio live in person and not only gave an interview, but also did a very memorable performance in which he did actually play the song you just heard called Saadiya, and that track is taken from his album Aashiq Zin or Aashiq Zin. Before that, it was none other than Eliyahu Sills, and with the Qadim Ensemble, we heard a track called Maghribi. It was taken from the album Eastern Wind. Now, I don't know if you've heard of Eliyahu Sills. He's been performing all over the Bay Area recently, but he is also an amazing musician who took years and years of studying in order to master the nai, which is a very Middle Eastern instrument. He also plays several other instruments and does these amazing tracks, as you just heard. Not bad, and for a musician who really, in his identity, unites what may seem to some as conflictual identities, which in fact flow together beautifully, because Eliyahu Sills is a Jewish singer who lived in North Africa and who sort of brings the best of the world in his music. So thank you to Eliyahu Sills, who also, by the way, was interviewed or agreed to an interview with me on one of the past shows of Arabology. So Eliyahu, if you're listening, I'll send you a big salam and a shukran for the amazing music that you constantly create. We began the set with a very fiery young lady, a very revolutionary voice from Tunisia. Her name is Amal Mathlouthi, and from her album Kilmeti Hurra, which translates as My Word is Free and Unencumbered, that we heard a song called Malqit, translated as Not Found, and we played actually a remix of that song. So if you liked her voice, definitely check out her album Kilmeti Hurra, which was released by World Village a couple of years ago following the Tunisian revolt and revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 3:20 p.m. right here at KZSU Stanford. I am your DJ Ramsey, and I'm going to be with you today until 5 p.m., which is kind of a very long time to impose my music on everybody out there. But this is the four-hour season finale of Arabology, and as such, I thought we would sort of cover the whole region by going to all the Arabic-speaking countries, all 20-plus countries there where Arabic is the official language, in addition, of course, to countries in the region where Arabic may not be the official language, but which is sort of widely read and understood. So in these areas, which we often see on the news as characterized by chaos and war and fear, there is actually an amazing, amazing array of talent coming out of the region. Musicians are coming out of the woodworks and releasing tracks that combine East and West, that tackle social taboos and that are very, very poignant and new. My show, Arabology, has always had the goal of bringing these kind of musicians to a Western audience. And what better listeners do we have than KZSU listeners out there who listen in every week to the variety of shows we have right here at KZSU. Not only the Arabology show, but so many other shows. To remind you all, go to KZSU. Stanford.edu. Click on schedule and you will be probably amazed at the beautiful and diverse kinds of shows that we bring to you right here at KZSU. So I will be with you till 5 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, and I think we should keep going with the music. Let's, talking about Daoud, let's slow things down just a little bit and go with more music that sort of features features the oud. The oud, of course, is that instrument that looks kind of like a guitar but has a belly. I don't know how to explain it, but it's got this very, very beautiful sound, this unmistakable chords that are played on the oud. Definitely get to one's heart, and people in the Middle East grow up to the sound of the oud. So to many listeners out there, these kind of instrumentals and songs that feature the oud are very nostalgic and emotional at the same time. Case in point is Le Trio Joubran, who are three, as you can tell from their title, musicians who have amassed such an amazing oeuvre and works that they've actually just released, I believe, a box set of all their music. So let's sample some of their music. There's a track called The Wad Shams, and that will lead us maybe to some more oud fuel tunes right here on the Arab Algae Show. This is going to be the mellow section, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever you're doing, take a breath and let the beautiful music of Le Trio Joubran calm you down and take your stress away. Thank you.
Thank you.
that was none other than Rahim Al-Hajj and a track called Sailors 3 that was taken from his album Little Earth. And if you haven't heard of Rahim Al-Hajj, you should definitely check him out. He was in Berkeley, I believe, performing a year ago. He must be all over right now. Always performing, always bringing this kind of beautiful music to the world. This man is a living legend, and I was lucky enough to see him in concert in Berkeley, and boy was I entranced by the kind of music he performed, and also with his connection with the audience, which is totally undeniable. Ladies and gentlemen, Rahim Al-Hajj is a virtuoso oud musician and composer. He was born in Iraq and began playing the oud at age 9. Earlier on, it was evident that he had a remarkable talent for playing the oud, and he studied under the renowned Munir Bashir, considered by many to be the greatest oud player ever, as well as Salim Abdul Karim at the Institute of Music in Baghdad, Iraq. Mr. Al-Hajj, Rahim Al-Hajj that is, won various awards at the conservatory and graduated with a diploma in composition. He now holds a degree in Arabic literature from a university in Baghdad, and he combines his love for literature and music sort of creating these musical stories. If you listen to his oud, it kind of takes you on a journey. Rahim has performed around the world and is considered one of the finest oud players in the world. He's won many awards, including 2 Grammy nominations. So put it all together and you've got this amazing man, a living legend named Rahim Al-Hajj, and the track you just heard again was called Sailors 3, taken from his Little Earth album. Before that, it was another amazing musician, this time from Lebanon. His name is Sharbel Rouhana, and Sharbel Rouhana is one of the most innovative oud players and composers in the Arab world today. After playing number 2 oud with Marcel Khalife for years, Sharbel Rouhana struck out on his own. He is the principal oudist and composer of all the pieces he writes, including the ones on the album, his new album called Du Zen, which means in French, the title means sweet Zen, D-O-U-X. He is the principal oudist and composer of every piece on the Du Zen album. Eli Khoury is the second oudist on that album, and all tracks are instrumentals, as you can hear, or as you could hear, with a romantic, peaceful, and transcendent quality, intricate compositions, and virtuoso playing. It seems to me like if you listen to the oud music by these amazing musicians, you cannot ever feel stressed. They do take you to another world. Before Sharbel Rouhana, well, that's oud song accompanied by the vocals of Elizabeth Ayoub are truly, truly awesome. Elizabeth Ayoub, who sang the song Ya Oud, is a Venezuelan singer and actress of Lebanese descent. She performs in Arabic, Spanish, English, and French, and she loves to emphasize the Latino and Arabian instrumentations in her songs. Her first album, which was called Prelude and released in 2006, was followed by the album from which we just heard a song. That album is called Oceanos y Lunas, and from that album we heard the song Ya Oud. So if you liked it, check out her body of work. That her name again is Elizabeth Ayoub. And we began the set, ladies and gentlemen, with that amazing trio, the trio Joubran, and a track called Dawar Shams, and that track was taken from their album Asfar. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 3:50 p.m. right here at KZSU Stanford, and I think we should, well, move things up. Let's speed things up a little bit here, and let's hear from some amazing female singers coming in from, let's say, the Levant, and they're raising their voices along with the revolutions that are going on in the region to say that they've had enough of sexism. One case in point, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than May Matar. Here she is singing Mitlek Mishaizin, which means people like you, we really don't need.
يا أسطى
بالطبقة الوسطى يا أسطى
مش اسمه تنقل عاش اللي سمى
طبقة الوسطى مش اسمه تنقل عاش اللي سمى
الطبقة الوسطى من لما ادغري وكل شغلي على دمى
طبقة الوسطى مش اسمه تنقل عاش اللي سمى
عندي على هالطبقة الوسطى ما تقوم تشهل يا اسطى ما تقوم تشهل يا اسطى ناخد بالخاطر
زمان يا زمن يا زمن يا زمن
فين وحبك فين انت فين
are listening to KCSU Stanford 90.1 FM.
Edition Sun House تقدم شاب جنات مروان وبس
كنت
That was Shabba Jeanette and a song called The Kedeb, which translates as a liar. That song was taken from her album Jalouse, and Shabba Jeanette was one of four amazing female singers I featured four in a row on this set of today's episode of Arabology. And before Shabba Jeanette, we heard from the one and only Yasmin Hamdan. It was a song called The Intafin Again, and it was taken from a brand new album, Yanas. Of course, if you tuned in to last week's Arabology show, you would have heard my interview with Yasmin Hamdan. Yes, she was kind enough to grant me an interview, although she was all the way in Paris, France, and that interview I thought went very well. And Yasmin Hamdan was thus the focus of last week's episode of Arabology. If you like her music, check out her Yanas album, which has just been released by Cram Discs. Before that, it was Umayma Al-Khalil, often known simply as Umayma, so grand is she. And from the album Zaman, which happens to be her brand new album, we heard a song called The Taba Al-Wusta, which translates as the middle class. We began the set with a very enthusiastic, very angry May Matar, and a song called Mitlak Mish Aizin, which means guys like you, we don't need, a cry against sexism. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. But four amazing, dynamic, Arabic-speaking singers who cried out through song against many established traditions and many archaic customs.